Palm Sunday. Jesus arrives at the gates of Jerusalem. Don't think of a procession, the sort of thing you might see in church. Think of a crowd and tides of opinion. Think street theatre, performance, and think too of the great buildings that everyone can see ahead, the temple and the Roman garrison. So think of kingdoms and destinies. To make this recording, we're standing at the west doors of Westminster Abbey. Above us, the two towers of white Portland stone. Over the doors, as a witness to every visitor who comes this way, 10 statues. These are the martyrs of the 20th century, some familiar and perhaps some less familiar names. Maximilian Kolbe, Yanani Luwum, Esther John, Manche Masemola. Of course, the abbey doors are shut today, and seeing them, I feel sorrow and loss. They will open again. Meanwhile, the invitation to step into the kingdom of God never fails. That gate never closes. Here is a place of welcome, a place of encounter and of joy. And, above, the steady gaze of the martyrs, reminding us that coming here to make this commitment might cost not less than everything. Almighty and everlasting God, who, in your tender love towards the human race, sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from St. Luke's Gospel. When Jesus had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you'll find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, just say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it, as he'd told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out."
When you enter Chartres Cathedral in France via the Great West Door, there's no question whose world you're entering. Images surrounding the door of Christ in majesty, the evangelists and the apostles, remind us that in entering consecrated ground, we are entering a world beyond our own. In fact, particularly when entering for worship, we are in some sense entering heaven. Here in Westminster, the iconography is slightly different. 10 martyrs of the 20th century from different Christian confessions and diverse continents remind us that to follow Christ is to follow the way of the cross. These stones cry out in witness to Jesus, who comes in the name of the Lord, and remind us that in our own century, as much as in the 20th, the Church Father Tertullian's saying remains vividly true, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. As Jesus entered Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday, he revealed power perfected in weakness. He comes to the holy city as our high priest, but ready to enter the sanctuary which is his suffering, death, and resurrection. There was noise and bustle. Several years later, the historian Josephus estimated over 2 million people in Jerusalem for Passover. Even accounting for hyperbole, the crowds and their messianic fervour would have been a heavy mix. Is it any wonder Jesus tells the Pharisees that even if his disciples ceased their joyful acclamation, the very stones would cry out, witnessing to God's deeds of power, which ultimately will be mocked in the eyes of the world. One of the 20th century martyrs portrayed here in stone is the Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, executed by the Nazis in 1945 for his resistance to Hitler. Bonhoeffer knew in his own context that to be a living stone, a witness to Jesus, the Nazi ideology of death and proud annihilation had to be challenged and exposed. The body of Christ, he claimed, had to be a visible body, or it was no body at all. It couldn't exist in the abstract. When Christ calls a man, he wrote, he bids him come and die. As Bonhoeffer's friend Bishop George Bell put it, there are different kinds of dying, but the essence of discipleship is contained in those words. The Christian life is a Palm Sunday procession, acclaiming Christ and his kingdom, witnessing to a new world. We have died to the old one. Bonhoeffer writes, having taken their life from them, Jesus sought to confer on them a new life, a life so perfect and complete that he gave them the gift of his cross. For Bonhoeffer, this meant giving his entire life in witness to the crucified Christ and his gospel. In his letters and papers from prison, he prays intensely and passionately for strength, awaiting Christ's salvation and kingdom, sung here by the Abbey Choir in a setting by Philip Moore.
Thank you.
The martyrs depicted in these statues are not silent witnesses. They're the communion of saints, encouraging us onwards in the life of Christ which they shared and in which they're now made perfect. They recall us to the truth that Christ's is the only path ultimately worth following. As Bonhoeffer has it, to walk even as he walked, to do as he has done, to love as he has loved, to forgive as he forgave. These are the key ingredients of Christian witness. This Palm Sunday, Christ calls us to follow him into the holy city to learn this discipleship afresh. For most of us, this year especially, that will be an interior journey, coming close in our minds, our imaginations, and our hearts to the great events of that first Holy Week. But we never make that journey alone. For the stones which cry out in prayer and praise, in lament and confusion, in fear and in hope, are living stones. And together, with the whole church across time and across space, we are built up into Christ's own body, given for the life of the world, and pointing towards the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray for wisdom to know Christ, for courage to follow him as he goes the way of the cross, and for grace to be the living stones that build God's kingdom here. Lord, this Palm Sunday, may I recognise in you the Lord who comes to his world and join with full heart in that cry, Hosanna. Lord, this Palm Sunday, forgive me my evasions of truth, my carelessness of your honour. Direct my steps that I might follow you. Strengthen my confidence and my hope that I do not fail you. Draw me closer to you that knowing your love of me, I may serve you in the love of others. Ride on to the empty tomb and your rising in triumph. Rise on to strengthen your church in your service. Ride on, King Jesus, renew us and our world. In your compassion, save us. And as Jesus himself taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we pray for God's blessing, we commend to God's grace and protection the sick, the anxious, and all those who now work so hard to keep us safe and keep us well. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.